Okay, so the learning today should be a schuss as well as a schuss for an Eloi Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should be a schuss for an Eloi Neshama, a Refuah Shleima rather, for Chaim Doi Ben Menorachel, Chanalei Ben Shein Rachel, and Abadati Ben Harel. And a schuss for all those in a Makom Sakana and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're in the middle of the piece, we're on page 39, where we're talking about that Gaiva is a doorway to a person's downfall. So we're on page 39, he says like this. He says, Gaiva, a person who has Gaiva, it basically he exhibits that Aveira, he exhibits that Mida, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes him from the world. He says, Mashal Adam Sheneknas L'tayk Sadeo Gavaya Gavaya Malake. It's comparable to a person who goes into his field and he harvests the tall stalks. Now let's think about this, says the Ben Yayada. Doesn't seem to make sense at first glance. You are trimming, you're getting rid of the stalks that are tall. So I understand when you have ripe fruit. So you harvest the stuff that's ripe and you leave the stuff that's not. But what does it mean over here that the tall stalks you're getting rid of and you're leaving the ones that are short? It doesn't sound right. So the way he explains it is the tall stalks are, he says, well, basically what happens is that when a healthy stalk grows and it's full of kernels, because of the weight, it gets bent over. But if the grains of the kernels are not healthy, then it doesn't weigh it down, and so it's able to be higher up. So he's trimming out the sick ones. That's the tall ones, the ones that aren't being weighed down because of the weight. So they're the ones that are unhealthy and they're the ones that are being trimmed. And that's why this is an appropriate type of mashal, because the nimshal is that with Gaiva as well, Hashem is going to trim the ones who aren't bent over in terms of being humble, but rather they're straight up, they're balei Gaiva, and they're unhealthy, and therefore Hashem is going to trim them. Hashem, he says further, kol adam sheyesh b'gasas ruach, any person who exhibits Gaiva, Roy Legada Kashera is Roy to be cut down like an Asherah tree. Ksiv Hacha, because it says over here, Varame Akaima Geduyim, that those of a high stature are going to be cut down. Ksiv Hasama, and it says over there, Vashareim Tegadeyon, that you're going to cut down the Asherah trees, those trees that were worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So since it uses a Lashon of Tegadeyon, that it's going to be cut down for one who is arrogant and for one who has an Asherah, the Gemara learns it the way the Rashi says, that it's not enough to chop down the Asherah tree, but it has to be completely uprooted. So too, Chalila V'chas, someone who has Gaiva, not only is he going to be chopped down, but he's going to be completely uprooted. Aicham says over there, Kol Adin Gemara and Saita, Kol Adam Sheyesh V'gasa Saruach L'Saif Nifkas, that anyone who has Gaiva ultimately is going to be put in his place, he's going to be diminished. Shinamar, because the Pasuk says that someone who gets tzaras, who has the signs, it says velasa eis, velasa pachas. Now, normally that's just two types of colors of tzaras. But he says velasa eis, velasa pachas, se'eis, ein se'eis el lashon gavus. Se'eis means to be raised up, and velasa pachas, apachas means to be lowered down. So velasa eis, b'derech drush, he's saying someone who raises himself up, velasa pachas, is going to be lowered down. And in the Sukkah it says, there are four things that cause a balabayas to be destroyed. They are failing to pay your workers on time, stealing the money from your workers, disregarding your communal responsibilities and giving it over to others, basically delegating your own responsibilities, and person who is arrogant because of his wealth. And he says that although there are four listed there, v'gasas ruach haneged kulam, the gaiva that a person exhibits is really equal in measure, excuse me, to all of the others combined. So this attitude that a person has makes him feel like the other people are beneath him. So he's going to disrespect his workers. He's not going to pay them on time. He's going to push them off. He's going to steal from them because he's going to look down upon them that they're not his equal. So he doesn't have to treat them the way he would want to be treated. And so it all stemming, that's what he's saying, it's all stemming really from this midah of gaiva that's going to cause, again, another example of a person to be uprooted from this world.